Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice.
So you got that gig or that part, and now you have to memorize the lyrics of the song. How do you go about this to where you really hammer those lyrics and nail them? Today I want to talk about some strategies. First and foremost, the most important thing that helps me is repetition, repetition, repetition. However, not mindless repetition. You want to begin being very conscious. Here's the thing. There are some songs that I have sung hundreds of times over the years. However, with one of my combos, what we have is those little screens right in front of us. And we have about 1,000 songs in repertoire, so we always just kind of read it off that little screen. And you know what? Most of those songs, although I have sung them hundreds of times, I could not even memorize them. I can't tell you what the words would be right from memory. Just because I never made my brain think about it in a very conscious way. So the first rule is wean yourself off any sheet music or papers or any lyric sheets, any websites, any karaoke sites that you can kind of read along the words. Wean yourself from that as quickly as possible. The next thing that helps me so much is do not listen to the original. Here's what I do. I either find a karaoke track, take my sheet music or my lyric sheet after I kind of know how the song goes, and then I sing it and I record myself singing it. It's totally enough just to use your phone, just use the memo app. It doesn't have to be great quality. It's just for you to listen to yourself. Now, first of all, when you do listen to yourself, you pick up on all kinds of things that bother you, the way you do them, and so you fix problems so much better. And second of all, you're going to hear yourself sing the lyrics. It's really helpful. It has helped me a lot. A lot of times I will also record rehearsal sessions, and what I will do then, when I have to sing harmonies, for example, I will record the rehearsal session, and then at home I will play it on my computer, turn on my phone, and sing my harmony part along so I'll hear myself on the recording louder. I hope you get what I'm saying. So you're recording that recording that is coming out of one speaker, and then you are actually singing your part and you're recording that on your phone or whatever device you want. So you need two devices. And then I will listen to that on repeat. Of course, make sure you're doing it right, because when you continuously listen to a version that is not right, you're totally gonna get used to the version that is not right, and you're gonna have something stuck in your head that you're never gonna get out. And here's the thing, when you have that recording, listen to it day in, day out, morning, noon, evening, whenever you possibly can. Don't just listen, but sing along, and then sing it a cappella. Another thing that really helps me is to, there are lyrics that are so hard to memorize because, you know, for example, it repeats and then it's just slightly different, or sometimes the chorus even changes the words, and sometimes you can't remember now which one came first. Make little memory bridges. It's what we call it in Germany, like donkey bridges. Okay, the donkey is dumb, so the donkey can't memorize. The donkey has to just use kind of like cheats. So the cheat for one of the songs that I could never memorize, like, is the b b b syllable first, or is the g g g? Because there's one verse where it starts with b d d d b d d d b. It's German words, and then there was one verse where it starts with a g. So what I memorized was, okay, it's in alphabetical order, and then that other part that I could never memorize, it's in reverse alphabetical order. Sometimes you just kind of have to make up things like these to help your brain until you really have it sunk in. Another thing that helps me a lot is to actually stage it at home, to act it out, so that I actually have images or actions that I tie, you know, that I associate with those lyrics. That's extremely helpful. I noticed that whenever I had an actual scene that a stage director told me what to do, it was so much easier to memorize all the lyrics because, first of all, of course, we repeated that so unbelieving freaking many times, like any scene when you're doing staging for an entire opera or musical theater show. You do your song so many times, you mark it and you just do this piece again and this piece, and then you start in the middle and then you start in the end and then do this phrase again and then you just do that part again. You take it apart and you put it together. It's really how you remember it. Not just continuously starting at the beginning and singing all the way to the end, but start in the middle. Try to kind of find your way. Just try to really get your brain to where you recognize any moment in the song and you can just kind of get into it from anywhere where it starts. And lastly, sometimes there's these really tough songs that are just so hard to remember. Sometimes it's something very abstract, but I always try to make it specific when it comes to thinking of images. I think of something very specific. Something like, for example, some Sting songs. They're very like ambiguous. It's like, what is he talking about? It's really hard to kind of specifically know what he's talking about. So sometimes I just make an image, or I think of a story in my own life, what it means, or a specific person, and it really helps me to associate that part of the verse or the chorus with something. A chorus is usually easier just because it repeats, but some choruses are also tricky. And it all depends on how you learn. It might also help you to speak out the lyrics. Speak them out. As a matter of fact, record them. That's how I help my daughter memorize poems that she has to now memorize for school. She records her own voice into my phone and then she plays it hundreds of times. And that's the easy way to memorize. Sometimes it's also helpful to really overemphasize the accents. When the lyrics are going this way, I'm emphasizing what needs to be accented. It really helps me sometimes just to kind of get it stuck more. And then, of course, when I put it in the song, I don't emphasize it as much, but my brain just has a much easier time kind of putting it in segments and memorizing it because it's more significant or something. You know, it's just, it all sounds different. You might also want to write down the lyrics. And here's a really cool tip. Write down the lyrics, but don't just write down the lyrics. Write down the lyrics and below each line, put the subtext. You can also speak out the subtext. So for example, I will survive. First, I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I would never live without you by my side, or I could never live without you by my side. Okay. I could also do the subtext like, my goodness, when you left me, I was just like a little girl. I was scared, I felt lonely, and it would just did not feel good. I cried for days and nights, and I thought, what am I ever gonna do without you? It seemed impossible. See how you can expand on subtext, and sometimes it's easier to remember the meaning of something to trigger what words will come out next. So these are all my tips that I have. These are things that have helped me tremendously in learning lyrics and songs. And staging is really fun. By the way, you do train your brain as you do this continuously, and it does get better. I remember 20 years ago, it was a lot harder for me to memorize lyrics of a song. And now it's much easier just because my brain has been trained to memorize lyrics. If you want to dive deeper in really mastering your voice, consider checking out my book, which is still available on Amazon. The link is below. I also have it available as an audiobook, which is downloadable only on my website. Link is, of course, below. Have a most wonderful day, and I hope to see you soon. Always keep on singing. Bye.
Looking for a quick warm-up? Well, if you are, check out my free 5-minute warm-up. It's an audio file that you can download for free on my website, masteryourvoice.tv. Just go to free stuff. It's perfect for a quick daily warm-up in the studio, car, or practice room. Always make sure you're well warmed up before you sing the hard stuff.